How many of you have ever heard of St. Paul? Okay, well, you have heard? Okay, well, St. Paul, oh, come on in.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Okay, well, St. Paul is an apostle. He's one of Jesus' followers. But he sort of came after Jesus had, you know, after Jesus had left and gone to heaven. And Paul wrote a lot of letters. Like the second reading we read today was a letter from St. Paul. And Paul wanted people to understand Jesus a lot better. And he also wanted people to understand that it was important for them to also to tell other people about Jesus. This is how the early church grew, was that one person would tell, say, here, you know, I found out about this wonderful Savior Jesus, and let me tell you about him. And then that person would go to the next person and tell them, right? And then people spread out all over the place. Well, you know, sometimes when people are teaching, some people have, Paul liked to write a lot about gifts, about spiritual talents. Now, anybody know what a talent is? What is a talent?
It's that you have a talent inside.
Mm-hmm. You have a talent. What else? Another, that's a good one. Another answer. And what else is talents?
Something
you're really good at, too. Any other definitions what you think a talent is? Okay, well, each of us is good at various things, right? Sometimes we're not all good at the same thing, but we all have like special talents, gifts that we are really good at, right? What is one of your talents? What are you good at? Oh yeah, Now you choose not to talk. Connor, what is one of your talents? Okay, video games. What are you good at? You don't know what you're good at? Okay. Anybody good at running? What are you good at?
I'm more good at running.
Running, good at running. Anybody good at writing? Writing. Anybody good at telling stories? Okay. All right. Well, you know, we're all good at something, and God has given each of us some special gifts which help us to tell other people about Jesus. Some people he gave gifts to be, you know, be ministers. Some he gave gifts to be Sunday school teachers. Some people to read. But we all have different gifts in which we can tell other people about Jesus. And he wants us to share that with others. Now, in our story today, you heard about the man who went on a trip. And he left his money with three people. And the first two people took that money, and they found ways to make more money. Well, the third person we hear took the money and hid it, and ended up with no more, no less. In other words, he got scared. He didn't want, you know, he didn't take any risks. And so he wasted the gift that was given to him. Now that's a little bit like Jesus has given us each gifts, and he wants us to use them so that we can share it like those first two. Now, we're all going, as we get older, you're all going to learn new things and different things about yourself. And you'll find different ways to tell other people about Jesus. But, you know, you don't have to wait till you get older. You know, we have Haley who's getting to be baptized. And so part of what all of our job is to help, as she gets older, to tell her about Jesus, to help her get to know about Jesus better. It doesn't matter if you are, you know, if you're an older person or if you're a kid, each of us can tell and share a little bit about Jesus with her, right? The same way you can tell all your friends and other people. So, When you go out, never be afraid to use the gifts that God has given you, especially when it comes to being able to tell them about God so they get to know about the wonderful love Jesus has for each of us. So now we're going to move on to the next part where we're going to have the baptism, okay?